Genetic tests show whether a person has a predisposition to certain diseases such as cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. President Bush signed the new civil rights legislation Wednesday.
In other words, it protects our citizens from having genetic information misused.
The bill prohibits employers and health insurance companies from requiring genetic testing to determine whether a person is at risk to develop a hereditary disease. Employers cannot hire, fire, or promote people based on their genetic profile. And health insurance companies cannot use genetic information to determine insurance rates. Sharon Terry is the head of the Genetic Alliance in Washington. The group represents organizations that favor genetic research to help improve health care. She says even if employers and health insurance companies discover someone could develop a hereditary disease, that information cannot be used against them.
If you went for a BRCA test, BRCA1, which is a breast cancer test, and learned that you had breast cancer propensity or risk, you could not be let go from work, nor could they raise your rates just because someday in the future you might get breast cancer.
The U.S. National Retail Federation supports the legislation, but along with some other business groups, Federation spokesman Neil Trotwine says he is concerned that employees could use the act as an excuse to file a lawsuit if they are not promoted or fired.
Well, we've always worried that it is not precise enough. It's one thing to say you will not discriminate. It's another thing to say what the basis of the information is. Is it family health history? Is it the results of a genetic analysis?
Genetic profiling is determined through DNA testing. DNA is a molecule that contains genetic information, and each person is unique. A genetic disease occurs because of mutations in an individual's DNA. The National Human Genome Research Institute says each person can harbor dozens of genetic mutations that increase their probability of developing diseases. Sharon Terry hopes the new genetics law will encourage more Americans to undergo genetic testing.
And so, for example, if in your family you have colon cancer, but you'd like to find out if that, in fact, is a heritable or inherited disorder, a genetic test could help you know that. You can also take tests to understand whether or not you're going to get blood clots on long airplane rides.
Terry says genetic testing can lead to early life-saving therapy for a wide range of diseases with hereditary links. She says once people understand their genetic profile, they can determine how to improve their diet and lifestyle.
And so we'll more and more be able to understand what kind of drug should we take, how long should we take it, and how our disease will progress. These tests are going to open the door to better health care.
She also says she hopes the new bill will encourage more people to take part in medical trials used to develop new treatments and drugs. It will be more than a year before the anti-genetic discrimination bill is fully implemented. Deborah Block, VOA News.